Elissa Walker-Campbell, we want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And once again, it is time to head to Lincoln, Nebraska for our Under the Helmet segment with Husker and defensive great Jason Peter. And JP, it was a relatively calm Saturday last weekend in the Big Ten Conference, a number of teams with a bye. But one game in particular that I thought was intriguing was Ohio State-Wisconsin. You've got two of the best teams in the conference. Wisconsin, unfortunately, they lose in that particular matchup. The Badgers' second loss of the year. So, JP, I know you've had a chance to watch. What was your thoughts on that particular game? And, of course, the return for the Buckeyes, Braxton Miller.
Yeah, Braxton Miller looked he looked good in his return. It didn't look like he had much rust that he had to shake off. And Ohio State was impressive, I thought, for the first three quarters. They kind of let Wisconsin back into the game. You know, it came down to an onside kick there at the end of the game. And you know, I think that happens lots of times when teams jump up and you know, they start to be more conservative and, you know, running more of those prevent type of defenses. And if there's still enough time left on the clock, a school like Wisconsin, who will just kind of chip away at you and they'll run the ball and run some play action and, you know, they were able to kind of fight their way back in. But I'll tell you, Urban Meyer still doesn't know what it feels like to lose at Ohio State, and that's impressive. You know, obviously they have a tough game here this upcoming weekend against Northwestern. But right now, I think as far as the Big Ten goes, the only school that you're happy you know, to stick their head out or stick their face out, you know, in the conversation of elite teams in college football, you know, every conversation that's happening in sports bars and homes across the country as we speak, you know, usually it's the SEC schools. You know, usually you maybe have a Pac-10 school or two, Pac-12 school, but Big Ten has been bad, but now you have at least Ohio State that can kind of make an argument.
Well, Jason, you talked about Miller's return, his impact, very explosive offensively that they can be. But right now, with Ohio State being undefeated, they've got that unblemished record. What is your assessment of the job that Urban Meyer has done?
Well, he's bringing, to give you a quick answer, I think he's done a tremendous job. When he took over this team, it was in turmoil. You know, the whole off the field thing with Jim Tressel, and you know, the tattoos and everything else, you know, the Terrell Pryor kind of era, and Ohio State was kind of at a crossroads there. Here you have this major brand in college football, and you know, what they were doing out on the field and the way that people were looking at that program. You know, kind of like there, you could get away with anything, or you could go to Ohio State if you were a student athlete, and you almost didn't have to follow like the rules. It was kind of chaos, the wild, wild west almost. And
yeah.
Urban.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there were a lot of people that thought Urban wasn't the right guy for that job, just because of some of the stuff that happened down at Florida. And, you know, the reality is you bring 130 kids from all over the country, all over the world. Now you have people coming and playing, you know, who went to school in Germany at military base or, you know, all over the place. And chances are there's going to be something that get in trouble. But the reality is if you take 130 regular students as well, and you put them, you know, on a college campus away from home for the first time, chances are there's going to be some kids out of that group that get into trouble. And, you know, Urban, and let's be realistic. I mean, these guys, they're getting paid a lot of money to win football games. That's the bottom line. And Urban wins football games, and not just that, he wins championships. And Ohio State wants to be back on top. And, you know, so far, he has not let them down.
Husker great Jason Peter with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. Jay, I want to shift avenues because big news in college football from this past week, the firing and dismissal of Lane Kiffin. I definitely wanted you to weigh in on the coaching chaos.
Yeah, you know, I think he kind of made his own bed. And when you, I think, treat people the way that he does, and, you know, I don't think he's running around town opening up car doors for old ladies or helping them get across the street and, you know, doing that sort of stuff. But just, you know, in how he converses, I think, with people, you know, members of the media. You heard about how he didn't like to go out and shake any hands or rub elbows with boosters. You can't do that this day and age. You just can't. And, you know, you're too high profile. You're making way too much money. People want to know, especially those boosters, what their investment looks like. Because ultimately, you know, they're paying a lot of these salaries and you know, the new equipment that they get in the weight room or, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, but let me jump in here. I mean, as far as the athletic director, Pat Hayden, how did they not know that he was like this as far as his handling of people and players and personnel?
Well, I think they did. I think they did, but I also think Pat Hayden, who, you know, he was a player himself, I think he realized how difficult of a situation Lane kind of walked into. You know, I think they had 50-some, maybe, scholarship players on the last road trip or something out to Arizona State. But 62 seems to be a magic number. That was the same number that Colorado put on Nebraska when Frank Solich was fired back in 2003. What was it, 2001 maybe. That was when Colorado put 62. But Arizona State, you know, put 62 up on USC. And you know, it's just, I think people, they still look at USC and think they still have to have the athletes, right? They got to have, you know, those five-star kids that are coming in there, and they'll spend 3 years, and then they're off to the NFL. The reality is, they haven't been getting those guys.
Jason Peter has been with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We sincerely appreciate your insight, your perspective. And, JP, we look forward to talking to you next week. Next week, OU Texas.
Big game. I know. Sooner. How about the Belldozer? He looked good, I thought.
Oh, my gosh. I know he's 6'6", but he plays like he's 7 feet tall. He's amazing. You bet. We're going to step aside. Thanks so much, Jason.
Thanks, E.
Much more straight ahead.